A vote on the floor of the U.S. Senate today turned back an amendment by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski to require a comprehensive study before genetically engineered salmon can be sold to consumers. Murkowski said she was disappointed with the vote on her amendment, which failed 50-46, but noted it was closer than previous votes on the subject. Her amendment to the Food and Drug Administration reauthorization bill would have required the same scientific and economic analysis to be done for genetically modified salmon as is currently done for other federal fisheries by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
What we're asking for with this amendment is, as the FDA proceeds in its process, that the agency that has oversight of our fisheries be allowed to participate and weigh in as to whether or not there's any environmental consequences that may come about as a consequence of a release into a marine environment.
Just before the vote this morning, Alaska time, Murkowski tried one last time to convince her colleagues to vote with her.
This is a situation where people have a right to know about the quality of their fish, where it comes from, what it's made of. And what I'm asking is for the agency that has oversight of our fisheries to have a role in this process. I urge members to support the amendment.
Aqua Bounty has developed an Atlantic salmon that would grow fast and make it to market size quicker. The company says it would rear only sterile female salmon in a landlocked area to prevent any escape into the wild. However, the direct threat to one of the state's largest industries has both of Alaska's senators railing against the plan. If approved, the Aqua Bounty fish would be the first genetically engineered meat product approved for consumption by humans.